This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The Democratic-controlled U.S. House Judiciary Panel is, at this hour, considering a contempt of Congress citation for Attorney General Bill Barr and the entire Justice Department, the department having declined to honor a subpoena to give the committee the full, unredacted final report from Special Counsel Robert Mueller.
The administration has announced, loud and clear, that it does not recognize Congress as a co-equal branch of government with independent constitutional oversight authority.
That's the Democratic chairman of the panel, Gerald Nadler. Meanwhile, the top Republican on the committee, Doug Collins, says of the latest Democratic efforts,
what a cynical, mean-spirited, counterproductive, irresponsible step it is.
The White House accusing the Democratic-controlled panel of blatant abuse of power by seeking the full report with a subpoena. And this is USA Radio News.
Hey, guys, Ken here from Income Store. Did you know of the top 10 reasons an employee stays at a company for more than 2 years, the seventh reason is the pay or the salary? The first six reasons have nothing to do with money. Things like they feel part of a team, they know they belong, their voice is heard, they're respected. Also, employees go through five phases within a couple days to 6 months of any new position. Excitement, education, reality, doubt, then clarity. Did you know it's a manager's job to walk them to clarity as fast as possible? If you need to know these fundamental principles, If you need to know these fundamental principles, I can't say this. This is awesome. This is like a blooper roll. Hey, you know what? If you need tips and techniques like this to grow your business today, you got to check out door number one of Income Store. If you just need somebody to literally hold your hand and get you to the finish line, check out door number two of IncomeStore.com. That's IncomeStore.com.
Police in Colorado have just said that one of the suspects in yesterday's deadly school shooting is a 17-year-old girl. She's in custody along with 18-year-old Devin Erickson, the two apprehended after a shooting at STEM School Highlands Ranch outside Denver that left one dead and eight injured. The school not far from Columbine High School is closed now for the rest of the week. Following a New York Times report that said President Trump's businesses lost more than $1 billion in the 80s and 90s, the president on the defensive on Twitter this morning. Because of the losses, Trump paid no federal income taxes for several years. But he tweets that the report is a fake news hit job. He says the real estate developers back then took massive write-offs that would show up as losses, as a tax shelter. He calls it a sport. A deadly overnight fire in Harlem, New York killed six people, including four kids. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Denver is trying to be the first city in the nation to decriminalize magic mushrooms. With more on the story, here's USA Radio Network's Tim Berg.
Voters in Denver, Colorado on Tuesday will decide whether to become the first city in the United States to decriminalize the use of magic mushrooms. The measure would make the personal use and possession of the mushrooms by those over 21 years of age or older in Denver the lowest law enforcement priority. That's according to the measure's language. Fox News medical contributor Dr. Mark Siegel.
It's Schedule 1 under the DEA, which means that it's believed to have no medicinal value. It can help you medically. Well, you know what we've been learning in the last few years? Medical marijuana has a use. Guess what else has a use? Psilocybin. A study in about a year ago in 2018 showed that it actually decreases resistant depression by 47%, a study in Nature, a very important journal. It works for depression, it works for anxiety, it works for attention deficit disorder. Right. It seems like our veterans coming back from the war have some positive impact.
Disney has released its upcoming film schedule. Avatar 2 is set to hit theaters December 17th. 2021, and the three subsequent films are each set to be released the weekend before Christmas every other year, the final film being released December 2027. Take us with you on your mobile device and listen anytime at usaradio.com.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Neil Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's cool.
Well, Mitch McConnell made it pretty simple for everybody. Mueller cleared Trump. Now get over it. Let's move on. Let's be about the people's business. Well, Jerry Nadler and the Judiciary Committee say it ain't over till we say it's over, not because you say it's over. Karen Cataline joins us now. Karen, of course, is the host of her own show, a commentator, columnist, and boy, your background, you know, Karen, it's like, what is it that you haven't done? I mean, you're a singer, you write, I mean, you've like done it all.
Wow,
what's left to do,
kind of
right?
To say.
No,
well, no, it's that politics is like showbiz for normal-looking people, so who think and who don't necessarily like to say what other people, the words they put in other people's mouths.
Yes.
I have my own words to say, so I don't really like memorizing others. So that's
no.
Why I left showbiz.
Well, I understand. Well, and
yeah.
The thing is that, you know, and what you're sharing with your audience and you're sharing, you know, in your audience as well in terms of feedback, like here, you know, we focus a lot on experts and, you know, people such as yourself who are in the flow of the know and, you know, to bring your perspective and to bring, you know, what you've discovered as truth along the way, because we try to stay out of, you know, out of the lane of opinion, because I often say that in the absence of truth, opinion rules. But to some degree, in order to get to truth, we've got to wade through the opinion side of the pool, huh?
Yeah, absolutely. And I think that there's a lot of people out there, the grassrootsers who sent Trump to clean things up and to be a non-politician, their voices seem incredibly more rational than the average politician.
Exactly. Well, you know, and this is the thing. You bring up an excellent point here. And this is what I find quite insulting on behalf of the 63 million people that said, look, Trump's our guy. You know, clearly the Beltway is a mess. We need, in business parlance, as you know, sometimes you need a Chapter 11 attorney type person or a non-participating party to come in and square away businesses. And this country has been in need of that for a long time. I mean, this is why we're $21 trillion in debt and counting. And there's
That's
been
true.
Such a demonstration of incompetency. And so now you get a businessman who, I mean, you know, Donald Trump was voted into office because of his business acumen, not because anybody thought he was a saint.
Well, not only that, but he's the perfect man for the perfect time.
Mm-hmm.
He does not mind being, you know, showing himself for who he is, warts and all.
Mm-hmm.
You know, notwithstanding the incredible intrusion and smearing and framing and defaming that the left has done, I'm not alone, I'm sure, among, again, grassrootsers with opinions and who remember what America was supposed to be and what our founders intended for it to be.
Right.
I think that the grassrootsers said to themselves, wouldn't it be great if we could ever get someone in like Donald Trump? Mm-hmm. I don't think I ever believed somebody like that would get elected. Many people didn't think Trump would get elected. And what we're seeing, as you well know, is that he has this immense talent to expose the phonies for who they really are. Mm-hmm. Even many on our side who claim to be something they are not. And when push comes to shove, I hate that expression, we find out that they didn't mean 80% of what they said and told us they believed in order to get elected. And Trump makes it clear that we've been lied to from both sides.
Mm-hmm.
And he works for us. First time in what? Yeah, I don't know, 30, 40 decades? 3 or 4 decades.
Yeah, right, yes.
we got a guy who actually cares about the people who make the country work.
Mm-hmm.
What a concept.
Yeah, exactly. Well, the thing is, there's lots to be said about being independent. The reason that we had kind of lost hope is because we saw what people had to spend in order to get elected. I mean, Hillary Clinton, over $1 billion she invested.
Yeah.
By comparison, Donald Trump, quite a bit less, maybe 25% of what she spent cumulatively. But, the thing is that as a marketing guy, I've always known it's about the message. And the message that Donald Trump carried was much more dynamic than Hillary Clinton. And, I hate to hurt her feelings, but, it's clear the election wasn't stolen from her. She dropped the ball. The messaging of the Democratic Party was concrete. The people did not want a third Obama term. And you imagine if she'd have been reelected, how much deeper the deep state would have become without Donald Trump in office.
Well, and that's clear, and that's really the reason they've been trying to stop him. All this nonsense about his style is utter nonsense. It's pure ideology.
Mm-hmm.
He stood in the way of, transforming this country into something it was never meant to be. But, Bill, you're a better man than me, because I really don't mind hurting Hillary's feelings. I think Hillary should have had her feelings hurt a heck of a long time ago. It's amazing that she's been allowed to to progress through the ranks of highest levels of power without ever really having been confronted with her own misdeeds, with her own complete obliviousness. I've never seen such a woman with such obliviousness to reality, and she too has been exposed.
And I think that's the challenge with the ideologues of the left and progressives, is that they're in an alternate universe. I mean, when you try to have a reasonable conversation with him, Karen, and this is what you're saying, and I agree with you, is that it's difficult. You just figure, okay, why even bother? Because, when you hear Jerry Nadler and you hear some of these statements from Nancy Pelosi and that, they talk about unity on one side of their mouth, and the very next sentence is something that's disunifying. Klobuchar, talks about, I'm for the people. And then next thing you know, she makes a statement against Donald Trump. Well, 63 million people voted for Donald Trump. You just insulted half the nation. But you tell me, just 2 seconds ago, you say you're a unifying agent. How does that make any sense?
It doesn't. And they have an MO. I mean, I think Republicans have short memories, some of them. And they forget that we have a long pattern of behavior with these leftists. Mm-hmm. And they've only gotten more extreme in recent years, until pretty soon the socialist hard left runs the party. I'm not sure. I mean, it takes a lot to make Pelosi look like a moderate. She's no moderate, and yet she's trying to rein in people who have literally lost their minds. I mean, how pathetic was it? I think I put something on my Facebook page about how hilarious it was to watch Pelosi try to rein in the whole impeachment talk with, impeachment is too good for him, and it's not worth it to impeach him. I mean, she sounds like a 7-year-old child trying to justify unjustifiable behavior.
Exactly. And what she knows, she's smart enough to know. She's been around the park more than once. And she knows that, you know, impeachment's not going to happen. The numbers aren't in her favor. So plan two. So plan two is we're just going to fundraise. And they've been fundraising like crazy off of this deal because you have some Democrats that want to be happily, merrily rolling along until all of a sudden it's 2016 one more time right in their face. Karen Catalina is with us, and that conversation will continue with her right after this. Stay with us.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
These are the sounds of someone taking their eyes off the road. Texting while driving is more than distracting. It's dangerous. Do yourself a favor. Do us all a favor. When you're on the road, stay off the phone. A message from CTIA.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Good head. We can arrange a meeting.
Your opinion really does matter.
A new age have begun.
Bill Martinez live, without a doubt.
Fresh and independent, just the way you like us. This is Bill Martinez. We come to you Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. Karen Catalina is with us, commentator, columnist, talk show host herself. And on the brink of your wedding day, 1 week away.
Yes, yes.
I hope you don't mind. Yeah, I hope you don't mind me sharing that with the audience. You know, we were talking off air, and I, oh my goodness, you're 1 week away, and How awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, thank you. Well, thank you. I just keep thinking of that thing in Princess Bride where the guy goes, marriage!
Well, there's just something, you know, when you get married, do you want to share with our audience how you enticed this gentleman? Because this is like better than the song, you know, remember, Pina Colada, that song there. But you threw out a line and he went for it hook, line, and sinker, huh?
Well, he wasn't even really looking. He was just he's the funniest guy I've ever met.
Well, he has to be. He responded to the line. I mean, wait till the audience hears this. They're gonna laugh their heads off.
So, anyway, I was on social media and I had gotten sick of the, you know, the one dating thing. You know, you meet him, you have coffee, you leave. It's not a date. It's more of a ghosting.
Right.
And I just was disgusted. So I decided to put up there on a Craigslist personal ad, which they don't have anymore because they're afraid of getting sued.
Right.
I can't sue them. Yeah. I wrote, I'm looking for a pajama boy who's still living in his mother's basement. and of course, I was kidding because I was meeting some guys like that.
Right.
And he wrote and said he thought that was hilarious.
Yes.
I also signed it Delicious Aloysius. I don't know why I did that.
Wow.
But I did.
Wow. A moment of vulnerability.
it rhymed. What can I do?
Right.
And he thought it was funny. And I said, well, okay, so what's your story? And it turns out he is a truck driver, a real manly man, and a nice Jewish girl, not always so nice, who grew up in Denver, and he grew up other places, and it's like Green Acres.
Right.
We've been together a long time, but so we're getting married on our 7th anniversary. We're calling it our 7-year itch wedding.
Oh, that's so cool. Well, congratulations to the both of you. And this is wonderful.
Thank
and as I mentioned to Karen, and of course, our audience is aware of this, is Jeff Allen, who's featured on our website at BillMartinezLive.com. And it's the wife's code. And you and your husband-to-be will appreciate Jeff's clean comedic perspective on the wife's code. And, you know.
Can't wait to read it.
Yeah. Well, you won't read it. You'll be entertained. It's a video. So have a good time, and I'll remind everybody else of that, too. So it's a good fun. It's right there at BillMartinezLive.com. Well, Karen, getting back to this wackiness, you know, on the serious side of the body politic and what we're going through. I mean, Donald Trump has just done, I believe, in spite of all the resistance for 2.5 years, what he's done with the economy, our energy spectrum, our standing internationally, how that has improved dramatically. I know there's some Democrats and certainly Obama acolytes that would beg to argue, but that's okay. I would expect that, but you know, it's hard to argue against the truth and reality. You know, everyday reasonable Americans are getting increasingly frustrated over all this. You know, the Mueller reporting, and now we find out that Mueller knew a lot earlier that there was no collusion there. I mean, even Peter Strzok said before the special counsel. He had told Lisa Page, there's no there. There's no collusion, but I need to go and kind of protect our interest in being involved with the special counsel. Of course, Mueller was smart enough to figure out that Strzok was so flawed that he couldn't be part of the team, so he got him out of there in quick order. But what we're finding out, though, is that Mueller came to that conclusion quite early. And in fact, even before the 2018 midterms, but he held that information back from we the people. And again, the Democrats, once again, I mean, who claimed foul and claimed that every vote should count, they have managed to manipulate things. And here we are, we're worried about this Russian collusion, but yet domestically, our voting process, our whole election process has been compromised, whether it's Mueller holding back information or other things that have been done. You know, this whole collusion deal, we're finding out, is tentacles come straight out of, you know, opposition research paid for by the Clinton campaign and also orchestrated, many are seeing as being orchestrated by Barack Obama himself. Pretty crazy.
All right. And I would submit a couple other things. You laid it out beautifully. It wasn't long after this story broke that, oh yeah, he was like Trump was a puppet of the Russians, that anybody who was watching something other than CNN, MSNBC, CNBC, and on, we knew that there was no collusion.
Right.
We knew. So we, the people, had to sit there and hear evidence after evidence on Fox News and others, which now even Fox News, part of it has become co-opted.
Right.
And we were just waiting, biting our fingernails, some of us, waiting until this part of the story would come out because the media refused to report it. Mm-hmm. So now, and I have the sound turned down to talk to you, the Democrat Judiciary Committee, and I wouldn't even bother watching it, but you can watch it later on the video when they repeat
right.
They want to go after Barr for the simple reason that Barr is prepared to go after them.
Mm-hmm.
And
exactly.
Finally, we're going to see the investigators be investigated, and we're going to hear the rest of the story. Mm-hmm. Anybody with a modicum of fairness, just the tiniest ounce of fairness, is going to ask themselves, why didn't we know about this sooner? Why? Because the media has been lying to them.
Right.
That's why.
And they got a big black eye over this. I mean, just even in the first draft of the Mueller report, I mean, how embarrassing. For 2.5 years, you're saying, you know, the president's going to be convicted, he's going to be impeached, all this other gloom and doom is coming out, and then they're the ones that come up empty. And how embarrassing, after all this reporting, 90% of what they reported every night is negative, it's been anti-Trump, and now here it is, and I know that Democrats and those that side with, you know, with that perspective, they resent the idea that the president has been exonerated. Well, he wasn't, you know, he wasn't indicted. I mean, Mueller, if Mueller had anything to indict him with, he would have done it. But what he did was he copped out. In part two, he gives us, 11, 12 propositions, and he just throws it out there, kind of like, a little bit of fodder to, you know, kind of keep the Democrats happy so that he can still go to the cocktail parties and not be a total outsider and a sellout. He just throws it out there to create more divisiveness and disunity in our country. Thank you very much. And, you know, after $35 million that we spent on his team, this is what we get. I mean, they have spent
there was
over.
No probable cause.
Well,
in
exactly.
The first place.
Well,
there
the cause was on the Democratic side. It wasn't with Trump.
Right.
And so here it is. You ignore that, right? Go ahead.
Right. To smear Trump with what they did.
Right.
Sorry. But I mean, no. It's just so insane to sit and watch this and know what they're doing. And for the public, here's the thing that bothers me more than anything else. The cynicism of the left to play the ignorance of the public, a certain segment of the public, that they have contributed to dumb down, if you know what I mean.
Right.
They want to create a simple narrative, hoping and praying, and they don't pray, that the public will be too stupid to realize, for example, that you can't obstruct justice for a crime you didn't commit.
Right. It just doesn't make sense. There's no question.
Yeah.
Well, you know, and Karen, let me tell you, this is why we admonish our audience. Do not form your worldview on 8-second soundbites. Because
right.
If you do, then, you know, the depth of your argument is about the thickness of a bumper sticker. It's not going to hold, you know. I'm just saying. I just want to keep you out of the fray, and so that way you don't get too bruised up too much, or that you end up doing what other people do, is that in the absence of, the facts, then you just speak louder and you argue, and, people don't want you at their cocktail parties that way either. So you might have to find another one. Karen Kathleen, I'm Bill Martinez. Thanks, Karen.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business.
this and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The Democratic-controlled U.S. House Judiciary Panel is at this hour considering a contempt of Congress citation for Attorney General Bill Barr and the entire Justice Department, the department having declined to honor a subpoena to give the committee the full unredacted final report from Special Counsel Robert Mueller.
The administration has announced, loud and clear, that it does not recognize Congress as a co-equal branch of government with independent constitutional oversight authority.
That's the Democratic chairman of the panel, Gerald Nadler. Meanwhile, the top Republican on the committee, Doug Collins, says of the latest Democratic efforts,
"What a cynical, mean-spirited, counterproductive, irresponsible step it is."
The White House accusing the Democratic-controlled panel of blatant abuse of power by seeking the full report with a subpoena. And this is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now, it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Live free or die, right? Bill Martinez live.
In the silence of the mountains and the crashing of the sea, there lies a land I once lived in, and she's waiting there for me. But in the gray of the morning, my mind becomes between the dead and the sleeping, and the road that I must choose.
Bill Martinez live.
Back, America. Bill Martinez here. It's always great to have you along with us, sharing a part of your day. Been looking forward to this conversation. Being a golfer, as you can imagine, we're going to be sharing some time with Jason Day, Australian professional golfer, PGA Tour member, former world number one in the world golf rankings. And also joining us is Dr. Rose, and we're going to be talking about Jason's mom. I can't imagine a weekend without Jason Day. He has been a perennial favorite, and we always love watching him play, especially on Sundays when the competition heats up, because he is a competitor, to say the least, and he's always in the running, certainly a fan favorite. But we almost had an interruption here, and Jason had to consider his career when his mom was diagnosed with lung cancer. And Jason, first of all, let me welcome you here to the show, and great to have you with us.
Yeah, thanks, Bill. You hit it on the head there with regards to my mom and me kind of stepping away from the game for a little bit, yes.
Well, and Dr. Nicholas Rose joins us as well to give us the medical perspective. So, Dr. Rose, welcome.
Thank you so much for having me. I think this is a really important topic for us to talk about.
Yeah, without a doubt. Jason, I want to start with you first. Tell us about your mom's diagnosis with a non-small cell lung cancer and how you helped her through it.
Well, you know, finding out that my mom had cancer, like a lot of people, finding out loved ones that have cancer is scary. It's emotional. You feel like you just want to cry, which I did. I was in the kitchen crying to my wife. You know, we decided to bring her closer to us and, you know, get a good team of doctors here in Ohio. And we started out with a surgical route by removing the actual cancer in her left lung. Unfortunately, that came back 6 to 9 months later, so we went to biomarker testing. And we feel like the plan that we're on right now is the right path that we should be on. And she is feeling great. Everything is, you know, looking up for us and for my mom. And I'm you know, very happy with regards to, you know, how the team went about it. And I'm excited about the future.
Don't you love it? I mean, we, you know, this is the way sports-minded people talk. We always talk about a team, having a team together. And Jason approaches his mom's disease this way, is bringing the team together. Did you have to bring mom in from Australia to America?
Yes, and that was a big thing for us, is to bring her over here, closer to us, to kind of make sure that she was staying. Because my mom's very stubborn. If you ever met my mom, she's a very stubborn lady, and she doesn't like to do a lot of things, but I had to be on top of it. Because that's why, you know, you said it earlier that I was, you know, I stepped away from the game, and she was trying to tell me to go out and play, and it was very difficult for me because I knew, you know, in the back of my mind she's dealing with this, and it almost feel like to a point where she was dealing with it, with this cancer alone. I didn't want her to go through that.
Yeah.
And for me to be there for her on top of it, and granted I said that she was stubborn, like I had to be there and, you know, take her through this whole, you know, these tests and be at the hospital with her and make sure that I'm, you know, staying on top of what she's trying to do, because she tends to not stay on course. So I tried to kind of rein her back to where she needed to go.
Well, great for you. And by the way, happy Mother's Day, right?
Yeah, happy Mother's Day. And that's the whole point. I mean, we're trying to raise awareness for lung cancer. But you know, I'm just so pleased that we found the people best, you know, to support her and her efforts to fight cancer. And for her to be around, you know, especially for Mother's Day, is phenomenal.
Exactly, Doctor. What are the top things patients need to know about getting a complete lung cancer diagnosis?
So I think, just like Jason said, that really advocating for yourself, getting into the clinic, asking the doctor a lot of questions is a really good start. And, you know, lung cancer is a word for a lot of different types of diseases. So when I first meet a patient, I want to make sure what specific type of disease I'm dealing with so I can make the most personalized care decisions for my patient. So by doing biomarker testing, we can figure out what type of disease we're dealing with and potentially allow patients to have the option of something called a targeted therapy. And if we can find the right biomarker to match with a therapy, we're able to treat these patients very effectively, that it's well tolerated, and we often have very good outcomes with this. So I think it's a really important part of getting comprehensive lung cancer care.
And Jason, how's your life changed, you and your family, since your mom's diagnosis?
My life it's changed a lot. I definitely know more about lung cancer than I did when I first started out, and
right.
That's a fortunate thing to understand now. But no one can ever prepare for this. It is tough. But, you know, me and my mom, you know, I would only see my mom, you know, every maybe once a year. And now that she's over here a lot more, I'm able to spend a lot more time with her and be able to spend the quality time that, you know, I never really got, you know, especially being, you know, from Australia, coming here to the United States and playing professional golf, I never really got to see her as much. So I'm able to become a lot closer to her now, and that's been truly beneficial to our relationship, which has been fantastic, because she did sacrifice so much so that I could be on a stage like this talking to you about lung cancer awareness, you know, early on. So if anyone's fighting, you know, cancer, you know that you're not alone. You just got to keep fighting, ask questions. But a good starting point is testlungcancer.com. That's a great starting point. point if anyone's starting their journey in this battle. TestLineCancer.com. I can't say that enough.
Well, Jason, I know people are really appreciative of your efforts to raise awareness for lung cancer, and they cannot thank you enough, because this is beneficial in getting the word out, because so much has happened and so many advances technologically. Doctor, touch on biomarker testing a bit. Help our audience understand how it's a guide of treatment path for patients.
Biomarkers, I think the easiest way to understand them is these are molecules in our body that we can test for and measure, and we can either look at the tissue in the tumor, or we can get these results from the blood often, and these biomarkers, again, can lead us to different types of therapies, these targeted therapies, and making sure that we're defining your personal type of lung cancer and giving you the most personalized cancer care possible and the best outcomes possible.
Well, Jason, speaking for all golfers, we always enjoy watching you. And, now the Tiger's back, not that the field needed more competition, but I know they're looking forward to watching you go head to head and, again to continue on with your stellar career.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. Tiger's back. Seems like he's back and he's playing some good golf. But there's a lot of great golfers out there that we're competing against. And I feel like I'm halfway through my career and I've got a lot to accomplish. So thank you very much for having me.
Well, again, Jason Day, PGA Tour golfer, former number one, and knowing him and his work ethic, I'm sure it's not too far away for him to return again. And Jason, we're glad that mom's feeling better. Happy Mother's Day to her and all the moms. And Dr. Rose, thank you so much for all the information. Appreciate you being on the show.
Thank you.
Yeah, thanks so much.
Take care.
Dan Perkins here for your Songs and Stories for Soldiers, Veterans Tip of the Day. The VA recently reported that 70% of all veteran suicides are by vets who have never been to the VA. There's a saying, when a person's name is written down where people can see it, that person will never be forgotten. Many of our veterans, past and present, feel that nobody cares about them. We will be holding the first Songs and Stories for Soldiers Veterans Memorial Tournament. All the proceeds will go to purchase MP3 players for veterans. I know that veterans and their families all over the country will hear this announcement and not be able to play at the golf outing, but want to help. So here's your veteran's tip of the day. If you have a family member or a friend that is a veteran, for $100 you can honor them and make sure they will never be forgotten. Go to songsandstoriesforsoldiers.us and sponsor a tea or a green in their name. Keep their memory alive. This has been your veteran's tip of the day.
Are you looking for senior care for your mom or dad but don't know where to start? Hi, I'm Jen London with The Place for Mom. Nobody knows your parent or loved one better than you, and nobody knows senior living better than the experts at A Place for Mom. They've helped thousands of families find the right place for their mom or dad.
I was so glad that I called A Place for Mom. My advisor really listened and was truly my partner in finding senior care for my dad. She went out of her way to get to know him as a person and was always there whenever I had a question.
The senior living advisors at A Place for Mom partner with thousands of families every month, listening and offering local knowledge and advice to help find the best senior living communities across the country. And it's a free service. Here's the number.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-359-3360.
There's a place for answers. A Place for Mom. Call today.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-359-3360. That's 1-800-359-3360.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
We the people. Listen to Bill Martinez.
I'm looking at a masterpiece.
Live.
I'm staring at a work of art.
Some might challenge it in the court of law.
Listening to a symphony in every beat of your tiny heart.
But our job is to do what is right.
It used to be a choice to make.
Not what is easy.
Now I think you've chosen.
We're called to be strong and courageous.
Cause I see 10 fingers, 10 toes, 2 eyes, and I know this is meant to be.
We will always continue to fight for life.
Cause I don't believe in accidents. Miracles, they don't just happen by chance. As long as my God holds the world.
Back with you, America. Bill Martinez here. Great to have you along with us as we're here at the National Religious Broadcasters, NRB, Proclaim 19. And Russ Jones has come in, a 40-year award-winning journalist, correspondent, media analyst, and media consultant. Hey, good to be face-to-face. I've missed you.
I missed you, too.
Hey.
You're really doing great, and it's good to
see
you.
Well, thank you so much. It's been so much fun. And you yourself, a lot of changes have been going on as well.
Well, you know, we usually get together to talk about whatever, you know, is on fire and,
right.
And we need to speak out about. And, you know, Bill, as of about 90 days ago, after 30-some years chasing the latest, greatest outrage, you know what I mean by that?
Right. Or having the latest, greatest outrage chase us.
That's right. Yeah, exactly. I am in a totally different space of technology. The CEO, Neil Alstead of Carpenter's Code, based in Menlo Park, California, reached out to me, found me, and they created an app called the Abide Prayer and Meditation app. And Neil and his partner, Eric, two former Google executives.
Ooh, wow.
Google employees.
Wow.
Who are Christians. Yes, I said that.
Yeah. Google and Christian. Put that in the same sentence.
And they felt called to use their gifts and graces in technology to put together an app for your iPhone and or Android to help you engage in Scripture and meditate as Jesus did.
How cool is that?
Yeah. So they went out and raised the money and built the technology, and I am overseeing all the content creation of daily meditations and you ready for this? Bible bedtime stories.
Oh, my.
I never knew that there were so many people that struggle with insomnia and have a difficult time sleeping. And the number one product on the app is helping people fall asleep with our meditations.
Oh, wow. Very cool.
So it's deeply rooted in Scripture.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Scripture is loaded with verses about Jesus isolating himself, taking himself away from the crowds to go pray, and the key word meditate, which that word, you know, has been kind of held hostage by Buddhism, Hinduism, and the idea of emptying yourself.
Mm.
And when you empty yourself, you open yourself up for all kinds of weird stuff, and even evil and demons. And, we talk about not emptying yourself, but filling yourself with the Holy Spirit and the Word of God.
Right. And in meditation, you will take that which has been revealed to you and just chew on it for a while, right? I mean, it's a chewing over and over, you know, in this fast-paced world, you know, that's one of the things I even hear from time to time, that we've even forgotten how to eat. You know, we more swallow. We bite and swallow.
You're right.
As opposed to really masticating and, you know, having the juices, the salivary glands involved, and all that starting the good digestive process. But we preempt all that because we're so much in a hurry. And you know, the sad thing is, Russ, as you're saying, we approach that even with our Bible study. You know, we just want to get it done. You know, we've got to check it off the list, fill that box, and say we're done with it. And we miss out on you know, the opportunity of really, you know, meditating, going deep, and saying, okay, God, you know, you brought me to this point in Scripture. What are you trying to tell me?
And you know, we hear from our users quite a bit. You are actually giving me permission to slow down, and the Abide app is in the Apple Store, and it just comes up on your phone, your iPhone, or your Android, and we have a free version, and then there's a $30 premium access version per year, $30 a year, $2.50 a month, and we have daily meditations, and there's even links. There's 2 minutes, 5 minutes, 10 minutes, and 15 minutes, and there's this real relaxing music
that
plays in the background, and you can determine what even background music that you want to have. And we have great voices, and we have storytelling scripts. We don't preach, Bill. We leave that to the pastors. We don't preach, but our theology and our doctrine is very solid, Bible-based. We don't go off the reservation. And it's absolutely been the most exciting time of my career, frankly.
I can tell.
You know, my spirit is lighter, my step is lighter, and I'm getting to work with these amazing techie folks that know stuff that, that we need to be using in the kingdom.
That's right, exactly.
And they're doing it. And you know, Bill, this app, it's bigger than any radio show I've ever done. We've been friends for a long time. 200 countries. We average 60,000 new user downloads per month.
Wow.
Unbelievable. Unbelievable.
Well, it definitely demonstrates that there's fruit there.
Yeah, there's need. There's absolutely people that are searching. The key words that come up when people find our app, are you ready? Are stress, worry, and anxiety.
Wow.
And sleep. And sleep. Heard from a gal the other day that had found our app. She literally had a razor blade at her wrist. And something stopped her. We'd like to think it was the Holy Spirit, but she went searching and she found the Abide app, and she's still with us. Now, we're not claiming we did all that. God did that, but God used our app to slow her brain
down.
It's
co-laboring. You know, we're getting in alignment with God's intent, His intention, and this is a powerful app.
Yeah.
Wow, what a blessing.
It really is, and the company Carpenter's Code, isn't that a great name?
Yes, I love that.
As in the Carpenter, Jesus the Carpenter.
Yeah, exactly.
Located out in Silicon Valley, and I'm here at
NRB. And two Google execs.
We're the ones
that spearheaded this.
Two former engineers and business development guy, and they felt God calling and chiseling on their heart to do something with the technology to help people study God's Word and to pray.
Well, how do you know, in light of that, I mean, and I'm sure they
kind of sense the irony as well. Yeah. Is two Google execs, you know, it almost sounds like the start of a joke, you know.
Right.
Two Google execs out of Silicon Valley, you know, walk into a church, you know, and you're, okay, you're waiting for the punchline here. You know, so that I'm sure they appreciate the humor and irony of all that. What moved on them to do this?
Well, they're strong believers.
They've always been strong. Even
they were strong believers, and they just felt, I think, God leaning into them mm-hmm. to do something outside of this space and to take all of this knowledge that they had developed
yes.
over several years with Google and to put it into the kingdom.
Exactly.
And so now they're doing that, and it's absolutely, the trajectory is skyrocketing.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Unbelievable. And people are sending us notes. This app is helping us end family feuds, helping us to study the Word, help us to study Scripture. And we do it in a real calming, you know, it's kind of this balance of, mm-hmm. of our people that are doing the meditations, they believe what
right.
they're reading.
Exactly.
So that's really important to us.
Mm-hmm. Well, and as you say, you know, the focus is the Word of God,
mm-hmm.
and you know, you don't need preaching,
yeah.
you know, in that sense, you know, because it, here it is, and look at what's happened, look at the results
yeah.
that you're getting here,
and just to give you an example, it's like, okay, Bill, you've been at NRB for about 4 days, I know you're tired,
yes,
just come on a journey with me right now,
mm-hmm.
relax. Allow all the anxiety and all of the interviews that you've done that have been awesome, but I know you're tired. And it's time to rest.
Yes.
Rest in the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
And go on a journey with me as we take you into the Gospels. Something like that.
Yes, right. Yeah, exactly.
You know, it's not monotone. It's not overly hyped up, though.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just conversational.
Right,
like
right.
we're having right now.
Well, and it sets a pace,
mm-hmm.
you know, of where you want to be. I mean, if you were hyping, you know, and wanting me to relax, so it's incongruous. It wouldn't fit, right?
Right, exactly. Yeah, we don't, especially on a sleep meditation, we don't want to get too carried away. It's like, you're keeping me awake.
Yeah, right, exactly. You just made me more awake. This is not what I wanted. Well, excellent. So, again, how can people get involved with the app?
Well, they can find us on the App Store or Google Play. If they just want to learn information, we're at abide.co, not .com, but mm-hmm. abide.co.
Uh-huh.
And, A lot of our meditations, our bedtime meditations, are also on YouTube, which we're getting 2,000-4,000 new followers a week.
Wow, that's awesome. Abide, A-B-I-D-E
yeah.
.co.
Yep,
so,
.com or on the Apple Store.
On the Apple Store. Yeah, it's right there. And you can check it out and download it and get involved. And Russ Jones, congratulations on
Thank
the new
you.
Move. This is awesome. And
so I'm sorry I'm not here to talk about Trump anymore.
No. We can abide in the good things
that's
there for
right.
a while, okay?
Because yeah, right.
there's plenty of time for that, too,
that's
you know?
Right.
So not to worry. Russ Jones on Bill Martinez Live. Thank you, Russ. God bless.
God bless you.
If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Are you afraid to